Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is 6:16 Friday morning, September 17th, day 19 of the Ida recovery. More storms around as the remnants of Nicholas continue to haunt us. Highs of 86 today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, spotty showers Tuesday and Wednesday, but then next Thursday, and keep in mind, that's going to be the last day of September. We got a little bit of a cool front coming through that's going to keep the highs to 80 degrees and make it a little bit less humid. Mike Dottiglie joins us now, our friend, co-host of Sports Talk, WWL, NFL, and college football analyst, and a resident of Thibodaux. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Have you been away from your home since the storm? And I'm not trying to be stupid here, or are you all locked in where you are?
No, I've been away and been to the station a few times. And yesterday, okay. Actually, we went to the Veterans Memorial, which is on Highway 3235 and Cutoff, and was part of a collaboration, I guess, with the World War II Museum, Stephen Watson, and handed out about 1,500 meals to the folks down there. Also, and, you know, trying to help out in that, because that area, you know, we got hit really good, but they really got anything south of the Intercoastal was really, really hit hard and rocked with it. So, yeah. It's you know, it's unbelievable. You might see it on television, but when you see it in person, it's almost like a bomb blew off. I mean, that's right. How it looks. And we're fortunate in the northern part of Thibodaux, and also in the central Lafourche part, where a lot of the homes have electricity back. Headed down there and then coming back, you caught in traffic because they got linemen from Highway 1 and 308 on both sides trying to get those poles and lights up. God bless them. You talk about Amen. A major, major deal. But they really added that breakneck speed. But people down there still need tremendous help, and I'm sure it can be said in Terrebonne, St. John, St. James, St. Charles, in different areas, but boy, south of the Intercoastal, when you get down there, you really see the after effects of what a storm, the magnitude of Ida did by the damage. I've never seen anything like it in my adult lifetime, put it to you that way.
That's why I think it's so important, Mike, for the leaders to come down and see it, president, senators, what have you, because it's one thing. It was a Jim Moore. You think you know, but you don't know, and you'll never know until you actually see it, feel it, smell it, talk to people, et cetera. Then you get it. Watching it on TV, it just doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, and you think about, you know, Port Fouchon is, you know, a strategic spot because of the energy, the oil and gas industry that happens there. And they posted this yesterday, Port Fouchon, because, man, they got some elaborate equipment down there. They got a wind gust for Ida of 228 miles an hour.
That's extremely high. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break, Mike. Then we'll talk some football. I know the Thibodaux and the recovery and Terrebonne Parish, that's at the top of everybody's mind. So I wanted to start with that since you're down there, went through it, and are experiencing it and living through it. And I just wanted to mention that. Then we'll talk football when we come back. Saints playing the Panthers, LSU playing the Chippewas. of Central Michigan, 620 and a half. Time for traffic now, WWL. Half Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier. We all know who he is, co-host of Sports Talk et al. So, Mike, when it comes to the Panthers, Sam Darnold, I watched the game finally on Saturday, because I had a family emergency, and I watched it last night finally and wrapped it up. I don't think anybody would have beaten that team on that day, Sunday. Do you, when it comes to the Saints?
Listen, that's about as close a perfect a game as you'll see in the NFL. I mean, the way they played. All three phases, offense, defense, special teams. That day, nobody was going to beat them. I mean, everything clicked. And you just wish somewhere along the line, Tommy, you could have kind of put a cork on that bottle and said, okay, we're going to save a little bit of this for another day.
Seal that Tupperware and put it in the fridge, huh, Mike?
Yeah, something like that. It was one of those games where everything worked in. You could almost hear it in Coach Payton's voice that I think he was excited about the win, but, you know, you don't want to say too much and sort of give your team a little bit of a big head about it. So you sort of downplay everything. We got things we need to clean up and this and that. And so you get it, but as a coach, man, you think about that a lot, that, man, a perfect game. Everything sort of working right. Anything you did, it exactly like you drew it up. And it was pretty close to that. It was pretty close to that, especially at the NFL level. When you got a team that has been to back-to-back NFC championship games and the reigning MVP, you just didn't beat them. You annihilated them. And that was humiliating for the Packers.
What about the Panthers? Sam Darnold, they got to pressure him. Lord knows he's used to looking up at the sky from his days with the Jets. Is that the key, putting some pressure on him and he'll fold?
Yeah, you know, Sam is a guy that I've watched play since he was in high school in California. He's a guy that some teams actually recruited as a linebacker. He's a big guy, a big 6'4", 233-pound guy. So he's well built, strong arm, a bit of a streaky passer. He's got tendencies when you pressure him. He's not a guy that really runs around east and west. He's a guy that wants to, if he takes off, it's right up the middle, and he feels the pressure. He runs with the football. It's interesting that in watching last week's game, the impact of Joe Brady on him, because I thought he was much more patient from the pocket, throwing the football. They run their offense at a quick pace from an NFL standpoint. And Joe's got, that's always been his kind of mantra. When he was at LSU, he told me before LSU even played a game in 2019, he was like, we're going to run this at breakneck speed. Now, he said, I can't do it in the NFL that way because the referees sort of slow you down. But if you watch the Panthers last week, they were up-tempo, and Darnold was accurate, and he knew where Christian McCaffrey was. Threw him the ball nine times, nine catches, and basically like 10 yards a catch. So
and the Saints better know where Christian McCaffrey is too, right?
Yeah, he scares me much more as a receiver than a running back because the Saints have done a good job sort of corralling him as a runner. It's as a receiver because it's the matchup. You know, he comes out on those little flare passes or a screen, or God forbid he goes downfield and run a route. You got an issue matching up with him. He is a really tremendous football player, so if I'm Darnold, I'm looking his way too, because he's the star player on that football team.
Never enough time, Mike, but do the Saints win this weekend?
Yeah, I think they take care of business against Carolina.
Cover the 3.5?
Yeah, I think it's one of these type 30-23 type games.
30-20 be 53, the total's 4.5, 44.5, so you're saying the over, right?
Yeah, I like the over.
All right. Mike, thank you. I'm sorry to rush you up, but you know how it is. We got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah,
we
got talk you.
To Jefferson Parish when we come back, my friend. Thank you. A pleasure as always. I'll be listening this weekend.
Thank
all right.
You,
thank you. So there you go. Mike Dettelier saying the Saints will win, cover the 3.5, and he'd go with the over. The line is 40, the total rather is 44.5. So there you go. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council member, about Ida recovery and picking up trash in Jefferson Parish. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.